Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau. On this podcast, we interview fellow entrepreneurs who are willing to share their stories, their trials, and their triumphs in business, all in an effort to help you avoid the same obstacles and to achieve success faster. But at all times, continue to rely on our faith to see us through to victory. Now, with today's guest, here is your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast. We are so blessed that you are joining us today. What if the story God has placed in your heart isn't just for you, but for generations yet to come? What if someone could help you put that story into a book, even if you don't even know where to start? Well, my guest today is Mimi Mulugeta, founder of, now catch this name, the one and only publishing company. Praise God, a faith-based, spirit-led, hybrid publisher who's on a mission to help believers tell their God-given stories. Mimi launched this work out of a divine calling in 2024. Now she's equipping everyday Christians to become published authors, whether they have a full manuscript or just a few scattered journal notes, or just a word from the Lord, praise God. Her team provides ghostwriting, editing, designing, publishing, even translation services, all with one purpose: to glorify God and preserve testimonies for future generations. Amen. If you ever felt a nudge to write a book but didn't know how, this episode might just be your answer to prayer. Amen. Praise God. Help me welcome to the program, Mimi Mulugeta. Mimi, it is such a blessing to have you with us today. I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and tell us all about the one and only publishing company. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Bob, for a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it. So the one and only publishing, I think you said it best. It is a hybrid publishing company that really is focused on helping individuals who are believers and disciples of Jesus Christ get their story, get their message, get their book of expertise out there to help really advance the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is within us, right? So the goal Amen. Is that we want to make sure that we are helping our Christian believers really get that message out there in the best way possible. And the best way in my eyes is first, obviously, with a book. So
Amen.
That is what we do. Yeah.
Amen. Well, tell us, who is Mimi Mulugeta?
Yeah. Well, I am. I've always been raised in the church. My father and mother are both ministers. However, I did walk away from God when I was at the age of 19. I got pregnant and I felt really pushed away from the church at that time. And then what happened was 17 years later, I had this major encounter with the Lord, and he pulled me back in and showed me the love of God upon my life. And he just embraced me like I've never been embraced before. And I finally gave my life to the Lord and fully submitted to him. And I've always felt this call, not necessarily to stand on the pulpit, but I knew in my heart I was meant to do something for his glory. And it was specific to what my vocation would essentially be. And I was in the finance industry for, you know, almost 20 years. But I knew that although I had success there, I just knew that's not where God had placed me. And I kept asking God, God, give me creative ideas to serve you. Tell me what I can do to serve you. I want to serve you. And I prayed that prayer for almost a year, consistently knowing that that's where he was leading me. So God, in his glory, told me to write a book. And I ignored and delayed. And I said, I think I'm called to write a book. That's not me. I'm not a writer, God. Although I wrote, I journaled every day. I created psalms of prayers to God for me and him. And I spoke to him through journaling. I just never felt this pull to write a book until he kept telling me. Well, I was very disobedient, you know, call it how it is, for about 2 months. And I remember crying to God and saying, God, please give me creative ideas. Tell me what you want me to do. And I went to bed that night after I said that prayer, and the Lord came to me in a dream and told me to write a book. And I said, okay, I get it now. You really want me to write this book. So 3 a.m. that morning, I woke up and I said, let me write the introduction to the book that I'm going to create. And I wrote that introduction. And I told the Holy Spirit, I don't know what you want me to write about, but if you give me topics, I promise you every night I will sit down and write out that chapter. And faithfully, God gave me things to write about every single day. And when I hit my 30th chapter, God said, this is going to be the start of your ministry. And I didn't know what that meant, but I knew that I was obedient finally in what God had called me to do. A few months had passed and I went to a 3-day women's conference at a church I was attending. And I was seeking God and I was having trouble at my traditional job at that time. And I was like, God, I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm having trouble at my traditional job. But during that 3-day conference, I encountered the Lord in a very profound way. And he asked me to lay down and sacrifice the things that I saw as more important than he was. I didn't realize I was placing my family. I didn't realize I was placing my finances above him. And he asked me to sacrifice those things and give it to him and surrender it to him. That day on Sunday, I finally did that. And when I woke up that Monday, I was getting ready for work and I was just like tired of working that job. And I was like, God, I'm ready for these creative ideas to flow. And within that minute, standing in front of my closet, the Lord gave me this complete 10-year download of this business. And it was a 10-year download with a blueprint. It almost felt like I should have been hearing God for like an hour because it was so much information, but it was literally 5 minutes of just information just being packed in my mind. And I sat there and I was like, this is what you want me to do? Okay. So I started writing it down and I was like, God, I'll do my full-time job while I focus on what you want me to do. 5 days later, I get fired from my job.
Oh, wow. Amen. Amen.
I get fired and I'm like, what? You know, I was surprised. I felt a lot of pain because, you know, this is a job I've had for almost 14 years. But I felt that the Lord was telling me to push forward. I've given you the vision and I've made it plain for you. So now it's time for you to follow through. And I've been doing that ever since. So that is my story.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Wow. Amen. So you say that your mission is to help preserve spiritual legacies. Why is that so important for believers to write their testimonies down for this generation?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know, to backtrack a little bit, like I said, I was in the finance industry and all I did for the last almost 20 years of my life is help people build a legacy, build an inheritance for their children's children. And it was all solely based on money, you know, and that is what I taught people to do. That's what I drilled in my clients' minds, that it was important. And when God shifted me from finance into publishing, he showed me that he's moving in everybody's life today, right? And while the Bible is our foundation, it is not the ceiling. God is still moving in each person's life, but we don't talk about it. We don't share about it. People's testimonies can be the breakthrough for other people to be free. Yeah. And I think that we don't value that as much as we value money. But really what brought me to this was back when I first gave my life to the Lord, the second time when I rededicated it, my father had called me and he was very, I guess you would say he was feeling a little bit discouraged. He felt like the Lord's favor was not upon his life. And I remember on the phone, being on the phone with him. And I said, well, Dad, God has kept you this long, right? So what has he done in the past? You know? And so he started telling me his life story. And he just went through just telling me all the things that God has done for him, how he gave his life to the Lord, how God has kept him and kept us as a young age. And while he was telling those things and speaking those words out loud, he felt edified and was like, oh, my goodness, I do have favor from God. But when I got off the phone with him, I sat there in awe, just struck like, my God, I would have left. My father would have eventually would leave this world without me even knowing even a glimpse of that. If I had not had the know-how to even ask him, what has God done in your life? So sometimes we think legacy is about finances, but legacy is also what God has done in your father's life, in your grandmother's life, and those before you, because those are the stories that tell you if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what he did for them, he will do for you. So it's meant to uplift the people that are in your life and uplift the people that are in this world that need to know what God has done for you.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, and many people out there, they feel disqualified. I mean, maybe they're not quote unquote writers, or they don't even know where to start in writing a book. How does your team help them go from idea to finished book?
Yeah, I mean, we meet with so many different types of people who are already writers and who are not writers at all, but have profound messages to share or stories to share. And, you know, when I created this business and God gave me this download, he made sure that he addressed four key areas of why people choose not to write. And that is either time, fear, money, or skill set. And I made sure that in my business, in this business, that we ensured that we addressed all four. And one of them is skill set, right? And so for our team, we try to bring a team of ghostwriters that will allow you to share your story through voice recording that is on our online platform. And you record chapter over chapter what you want to say in that chapter. And then our ghostwriters who are skilled in creating bestsellers, who are skilled in writing, will help you, will write the chapter for you. It is still your story. It is still your book. It's just getting the help you need and using the resources that are out there to ensure that it's written effectively and in a powerful way that will help other people. So we've addressed that goal, that issue of people saying, I don't think I have that ability, by allowing a team of experts to give you that option to create the book that you're meant to have.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about this ghostwriting. And I know you have sponsorship programs. And what makes those options so unique and powerful for people who want to impact with the kingdom?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of common misconceptions about ghostwriting. People feel like, oh, if a ghostwriter writes it, it's not mine. Or if a ghostwriter writes it, they won't use my voice. It will not sound like me. And I think that that's one of the things that I was fearful about for the people that I was helping. I wanted to make sure that individuals felt like this was truly their book. So really focusing on, and the reason why it's so impactful is because when you get something ghostwritten, what could take a person a year to do a manuscript, a fully, you know, written manuscript, will take our ghostwriters no more than 10 weeks. That you can have a book from start to finish within 10 weeks. So there's no lack of delay in your life. When you feel that tug, because 81% of Americans to this day, at one point in their life, said that they wanted to write a book, but only 1% publish it. There's a reason for that, right? So what our ghostwriting services does, it eliminates time, right? We get your book out there much faster to the world, but it also provides you the confidence you need to know that your book is written well by the right people who also have a background that are that believe in the Lord, that do believe in your message, and that want to effectively communicate it in a way that honors you, but also honors God in that process. And our we've made it so simple so that, like, if you go on our website and you create a customer portal through our website, you can literally click the record button on our website, and you could record what you want to say either on your phone. We have an app. We have it available on your computer. Record exactly what you want to say in that chapter, however you want to say it. We want to hear it authentically from you with your voice. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. Doesn't matter if you mess up in one sentence and the other. We want to hear the way you say it so we can really mimic your voice in that process. So it's truly from you. And then we take that recording and we get it transcribed, and our ghostwriters will start listening to what you have to say in that recording. And if we have any additional questions, we'll reach out to you for clarity. But for the most part, it's a very simple process. We try to make it as user-friendly as possible so we could get your book out there.
Amen. Amen. So they do interviews with the authors and stuff like that, or is it just through the
recording app? Everything is through the app. So, like, literally the first step is we would have a 30-minute consultation where we will meet with you. Myself or another team member will meet with you. We'll discuss exactly what you want in your book. What is the goal? What do you want the reader to feel or gain after they finish reading your book? Common themes and all of that. And we'll have that understanding beforehand. And then right after we create that, then it essentially will meet one, maybe one more time to create an outline that really focuses on all the things that you really want to have in that book. It's a high level outline that will give you an idea of what to record. So it will be broken down chapter by chapter. And then you just get started. Chapter one, you record, you look, you know what's in the outline, what you're supposed to be focused on in that chapter. And you're just sharing your thoughts, sharing your story, sharing whatever is necessary for us to be able to use that information. And if there's information missing, then we'll send you a message. Hey, we need you to answer questions 1 through 10. You record that as well, and you send it over. It's very streamlined and very simple. Amen. And then once we get to the end of the chapters, we'll start designing your book.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, once the book is published, do you help with the promotionals and marketing and all that stuff as well?
Yeah, marketing is very important. So we definitely like to work hand in hand with you regarding what steps you should be taking while even the book is being created. You know, it's really important for people around you and for you to gain your audience in that process before the book is even out there. So, you know, having a social media platform is definitely beneficial. But we do work with a marketing team that is separate from my business that will help drill down what makes most sense for you. I have people who are in their like 80s and 90s that do not touch social media at all. So we have to be creative in that marketing process. So that's why it's very much tailored to the individual. But yes, to answer your question, we will give you the guidance and we'll give you the resources that you need to make sure that your book gets out there, because part of fear is feeling like no one is going to read their book, your book. Yeah. And the problem is that it's not that your book isn't good. It's that nobody knows about it. Right. So we want to make sure that we get your book out there to as many people as possible. And we share what our recommendations are in that process. But that is a partnership between ourselves and the author. We want to make sure that it aligns with what you feel comfortable doing, as well as what makes sense for that particular book, of who it should be, like what platforms it should go on, in order to ensure that we effectively market it the best way possible.
Amen. Amen. I know you have a big vision, 555,000 books in 10 years and 10 languages. How did you see that playing out, and how can others join you in that mission?
Yeah, this is not a vision that I wanted. Like, I definitely rejected it for a while. I'm going to be honest with you. After God gave me the blueprint, and I was, you know, writing out a business plan, making sure I was clear and understanding, I was definitely fasting and praying over this just to make sure that I got every detail God was telling me to put down. And I kept hearing 555,000 books, 555,000 books. And I was like asking myself, like, are you crazy? That sounds crazy. Like, that's a crazy. So honestly, I was like, God, I think I need to fast a few more days just to get some clarity on this. And I definitely did. And God said 555,000 books. And the purpose is because he wants to flood every platform with his goodness, you know, every single platform, whether you're on Amazon, Ingram, Spark, Barnes and Nobles, every platform. And so really, ideally, the way it's going to work out is, for example, at the end of this year, we are launching our Spanish program to be able to translate books in Spanish. And the goal is that each particular language that we unveil every year will have its own particular department. And so one book can be written in Spanish. It could be written in French. It could be written in Hindu. But that's considered to us 4 books, right? Because we have English, Spanish, French. And so each department will essentially be spearheading books that are either needing to be written in Spanish or needing to be translated in Spanish. And so it's not my vision alone. That God has continued to send me destiny helpers and people who believe in this mission. Just last week, I was talking to someone who has a very similar vision that God had given her. And it was just for 1,000 books that she's called to create for women, you know. So we were able to collaborate on how we both can achieve the goals that God has set, but in different ways, right? So God continues to bring destiny helpers my way, people who are truly feeling the vision of this. In addition to that, money is always a factor for people who want to create a book, you know, that has been something that very much weighs heavy on my heart, because I remember when I created the book that God had called me to before he told me to do this publishing company. And I was looking for people, like companies who could help me get it published. And the amount I had to pay to get it published, I was like, is this the price to pay?
There
has to be an easier way than this. There has to be a better way. What about those people who can't afford this? Are we telling them that they can't get their book out there? You know, so price has always been a big factor for me, because I don't want to deter anyone from wanting to create their books, right? So we've lowered our prices significantly to the point where it's unheard of in the publishing industry. But in addition to that, we have rolled out what's called Sponsor a Book. So people who feel led to help with this mission can contribute to sponsoring a book for those who cannot afford it. And I tell you, Pastor Bob, I have a wait list of people who have beautiful books ready to be created. But unfortunately, we just don't have the funds to be able to move forward with them just yet. So this is a work in progress. We've been working very, very hard to get grants and get help. And we have been able to help quite a few people, but not enough for us to want to make that impact. So it's going to work hand in hand. We're going to create books in different languages. We're going to help sponsor people to create their books and make this a worldwide mission for people all over the world.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, for someone listening right now who's been sitting on their God-given book idea, what's your best encouragement for them today?
Yeah, I guess I would say that, you know, if you're asking yourself this question, does someone want to really read my book? Is my book impactful enough? Is my book important enough? Or I've heard this book, this story before from another book that I read. What makes my book any different? God touches us and moves in us in different ways. We are individuals that share in what God has done in our lives, and it's unique to you. And my encouragement is for you to take yourself out of it and put God before it and understand that you were called to speak about what God has done in your life. And that is the key to someone's freedom. That is the key to someone's breakthrough. And it's your job to make sure that story gets out there. So if you do anything else, at least get start with writing. Write something down, record something down, just get started. And I promise you, through your obedience, God will show himself to be true in your life.
Amen. 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 Well, Mimi, I know this is resonating with someone listening to us right now. Praise God. How can they reach out to you if they have a question or they'd like more information?
Yeah, for sure. So you can go on our website, the1andonlypublishing.com. You could say start your book and create a customer portal, which will lead you to schedule an appointment with us. Or you can give us a call at 301-798-7685. Or you could email us directly, info@the1andonlypublishing.com. And we are all on all social media handles, the same name, The One and Only Publishing. So you can check us out online as well.
Amen. I put links all this in the show notes below. Amen. Awesome. Folks, you don't need to be a professional writer to become an author. If God gave you a testimony or an idea like you heard Mimi talking about with her dad, or even a prophetic dream, praise God, Mimi and her team over at The One and Only Publishing can help you bring it to life. Whether you're already published, whether you're ready to publish, maybe you need help writing. Maybe you want to sponsor someone else's book. Go drop down the show notes, click the link there, go to theoneandonlypublishing.com to learn more. And if you're serious about legacy, folks, don't wait. Your story could be the very thing someone else is praying to hear about today and receive the answer to their prayer. Amen. Drop down the show notes. Find out what Mimi and her team can do to help fulfill your God-given dream. Mimi, thank you again for coming on the program today and blessing us with all this information. I do appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rob.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Mimi Malagute and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. We appreciate you as a listener and fellow believer and want to encourage you in your entrepreneurial efforts. These programs are designed to provide you with information that you can use in your business to achieve success faster and avoid the obstacles that try to impede your success. All information on this podcast is for entertainment and information use only. Some of the products and services listed in the links may contain affiliate links, and Pastor Bob will earn a small commission when you click those links at no additional cost to you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be notified when our next episode is published. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.